iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning, Dr. Ron Schleifer. He's a researcher. He's an expert in psychological warfare. He, of course, is no stranger to Chai FM. And we wanted to ask him about this release of this hostage video. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Oh, thanks very much. Good to talk to you, even though not in person.
Yep, it is. It's better in person. But either way, let's talk about the video, because to me, I've been trying to decide in my own mind, and I don't know what the answer is. Is it better that these videos are released to the public, or given that they are propaganda, or is it better that they aren't? What's your thought?
Well, the fact is that we cannot control that. They are released on Telegram, which is totally uncensored platform.
So we don't actually.
They decided it for us.
In terms of what the victims, the hostages are saying, how much of that can be believed? How do we know what is true, what is not true, what is scripted? Give us the thought as to what goes into these videos.
Okay. Well, one thing we need to understand that propaganda is not about lying. Propaganda is about twisting existing truth or existing situation or existing information. Now, it's definitely they're not in a hotel. They're not having a vacation. They're suffering there. So what Hamas is interested in doing is to give them a script which they rehearse, and when the Hamas is satisfied, they release the clip. Now the script that they are giving is describing their suffering. So this is something which they can identify with. So they can play it, and they realize that they either be severely punished, denied food, or denied whatever, and so they need to play along. From the Hamas perspective, what they need to do is to find new angles that would raise the interest of the general public, besides the families of the hostages, that would keep the political tension going, keep the emotional level high, and it's getting difficult because how long can you drag the hostages through the mud? So every time they need to look for a new, for a slightly different angle. So they started with attacking Netanyahu, and now they're moving to the hostages, so scripting the hostages to beg Netanyahu and to play their emotions, how much they're suffering. And this is on the open level. On the subliminal level, you can see they're sitting down on a mattress, mm-hmm. Which is a humiliation, and their beards are trimmed in the jihadi style, and so are the haircut is on the jihadi style. This is a message for the Arab world, this is an open message to the Arab world. To the Israeli target audience, they see them not just begging, they see them also as half Arab, sitting on a mattress with an Arab look. We already know that they all speak Arabic by now because they had a long time to learn the language, and absolutely no other way of communicating with the captors. So this is how it works, and it has its influence, because it's all over the media, and it gives more fuel to the families to add to the political strife in Israel. So what more can Hamas want?
Why is it that we don't make the link, or the world doesn't make the link and say, you're suffering because Hamas won't let you go? Somehow that Hamas can be confident enough to release that video knowing that that isn't the reaction, that the reaction is about all sorts of other things. It's a tremendous success as far as Hamas is concerned.
Yes. And it didn't start today. It started decades ago. And the whole idea is to show how much the Gazan population is, or the Palestinian in general, are suffering. And we didn't get it, to an extent we don't get it till today, but we didn't get it. We didn't show how the affluence of the Palestinian society, large parts of it, where the beautiful housing all along Judea, Samaria, and in Gaza, the neighborhood of Rimal, and the skyscrapers in the Gaza City were all modern palaces. So, but what Hamas was pushing, the image of the refugee camps where the sewer is gushing on the street. And suffering and victim and suffering. And this is the image which is fixated on the cortex of the Western society. So this is a long-term, this is a long-term effort. It not just started with the abduction, the kidnapping of the soldiers.
This started way before that, as they created the environment for that. That's where we do need to leave it. Dr. Ron Schleifer, thank you as always. Researcher on psychological warfare. I'm Howard Feldman. It's 8:23. Good morning.